Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Rolling along here on the morning shift. And it is time for the wake-up call. You can call us at 404-726-0929 and tell us your overall thoughts on how the Falcons did in the 2024 NFL draft. You can also tweet us on X at 929. The morning shift.
Yeah, 929 morning shift on X. You can hit me at mpjohnson79. You can hit up Squid. Most of y'all already have his Twitter handle, though, because that man is active on the fingers. Hook it up as well. And also Tiff Blackman. You can hit us up if
don't
you want
me.
It. Don't tweet you. No. Can I tweet you or no?
You can tweet me, sure.
It's a flip of the coin.
I mean, you can tweet me. It doesn't mean I'm going to interact, you
right.
know?
Yeah.
Sorry.
Okay.
I hate that. That social media, I hate X.
You hate that line of interaction.
Yes, yeah. Twitter is just a not nice place.
Well, there's no caveat.
It's a cesspool, is what I've been on record saying, and it is.
That's why you're addicted to it.
Because there's no accountability for most of the people on there. They want to put up fake. Okay. They don't even have profile pictures right. and don't use
That's
their
true.
Real names.
Yeah, a lot of burners on there.
All right, let's go to the lines. We have Chief. Good morning, Chief.
What's going on, Chief?
Good morning. What's happening?
Hey, man.
Now, Tiffany, you know, it's been a good weekend for the guys. You know, they did a great job Saturday. That's why I told everybody. I said, hey, that was bingo. Y'all hit it right, like I said, hit it right on the nose. I enjoyed the show. You know,
thanks.
And Tribal Chief, you are the most sponsored guy in Long Island. I tell you.
Oh,
that's
God.
Right.
Man got more sponsored than Manchester United. So,
Hey, we're going to have to put a bumper sticker on his forehead next time he gets a sponsor. He ain't got a room left.
He'll make it work. Yeah, like I told you guys Saturday, you know, before the draft, you know, like I said, I was a little taken back at first, but then I'm getting more and more as the day go along. I'm getting with it. So
that's what we're looking
I'm
for.
I'm leaving
man.
It right there. But I got a question for you guys.
Right.
When I was younger, sometimes you get a little bored when you're younger as a teenager, and we always pull the board games off. So what was your guys' favorite board game as a teenager?
Oh man, good question. I don't even know. Can you count Yahtzee as a board game? I used to play Yahtzee all the time, bro. Like Yahtzee was where it was at. Especially when they finally came out with the iPad version, I used to burn up Yahtzee.
Two things, but one of them I know will get me roasted by you guys.
Go ahead and say it.
Yeah, I mean, might as well throw it out there now.
We like to play chess. I'm not probably good at it now, but I did.
That's not roastable.
I think it's interesting.
I always thought you was more of a checkers player,
personally. Or Monopoly was my other favorite.
I did like Monopoly.
I like the cash.
Monopoly is like the chess of board games.
Yes,
honestly, because you've got I've never thought chess or checkers is a board game. I know you played on a board. I get that, but I always thought that was just like a different level. Those are more checkers.
Yeah,
checkers is a little bit more.
Game of chance. Too. Yeah.
Tiffany, on a scale of 1 to 10, how good would you say you were at chess?
I haven't played chess in
no. He said
forever.
Were what,
back
were.
In the day when you were playing. How good were you?
I'd probably Give me like a respectable, I'd say like a 5.5.
That's not respectable. Ain't not respectable.
That's pretty bad. I mean, I know.
That's mid. No, it's mid.
Chess. Come on. All right.
It's not bad.
I don't even think you were that good.
I do want to get to this tweet by our buddy Brandon Mincy. He said, morning, y'all. I thought the draft was solid. Penix has serious potential, but the D-line picks are definitely exciting. Coaching staff clearly has a developmental plan, and we've seen them do it before. Bring on the rush.
All right. Back to the lines. We got John in LaGrange. Good morning, John.
Hey, good morning, guys.
What's up, buddy?
I kind of had a different take. I thought Terry Fontenot did a phenomenal job buying time. You know, if everything goes right and everybody says everything goes right, then Penix is going to be holding the clipboard for the most part of the next 3 years.
Yeah.
So that gives Terry 3 years because that's his guy. That's the guy that comes around once every 15 years that he just had to have, just like the tight end that he took. But now there's a Brock Bowers. He's pretty good. So if he passed on the tight end he took a couple of years ago, he might have got Brock at 8. And I just thought it was kind of laughable. You know, you got Beck coming out. You got Years coming out. Manning's going to be out in a couple of 3 years. But this is his guy. This is the guy that he just couldn't pass up. No. So it is what it is. You know, we'll see. But we're going to see in about 3 or 4 years. I'm just saying, I thought it was Terry. You know, Terry did a great job buying himself 3 or 4 years because that's his guy.
I actually disagree a little bit. I know what you're saying. I only disagree with he's buying himself a few years. Let me tell you something. If you made this draft pick, and I've heard it said multiple times, well, they're not going to be drafting up there in the next few years, so they had to get it now. Let me tell you something. If each of the next 2 years you're not drafting in the 20s, you ain't bought yourself nothing because you won't be here.
That's a good point.
Because you don't make promises that we got to do it now, we won't be up there anymore.
Don't you think that's more of a marriage to Kirk Cousins than it is this draft? I think that's more of a Kirk Cousins thing. If you've given a Kirk Cousins $100 million and you're not picking in the 20s the next couple of years, I think that's more of a mark on what you've done than taking Penix at 8.
After this pick was made and hearing what I've heard, you're pulling it out and putting it on the table and saying we're a playoff team next year and the next 2 years, and you better. And that's why so many people were frustrated with that pick, because you made the Kirk Cousins move knowing that you thought you were maybe a player or two away and he was one of them. And so you needed to do everything you could in this draft to add to the roster to make sure you weren't drafting in the top 15 next year. Because if you are, somebody's got some questions to answer.
I think speaking of questions to answer, Spencer Williams, our buddy on Twitter, hits us up and says, why do Falcons fans continue to have to get over things? The general managers and head coaches continue to do things, and then you tell the fan, just get over it. I don't think that's their message, but just I think wait and see is more the approach that they're kind of taking so far.
And that's the thing, too. I don't think anybody – and I responded to Spencer. We had a little back and forth. Nice. No arguing. Just opinions. Or just kind of see each other, feel each other where we're at. I don't think anybody's saying get over it. I think what you asked me earlier was, when do Falcons fans need to accept it, I think was the word you used. And I'm like, well, you know, you get bound rookie minicamp, you need to understand, just stop being mad about it because it's not doing you anything but causing you stress. It's not doing you any good to be upset about that draft pick. You have the upset part, and then you kind of accept it and move on. That's the pick. You hope the rest of the draft pans out.
Yeah.
All right, back to the lines. We got Smooth in Dallas, Georgia. What's going on, Smooth?
Smooth.
What you think of the draft?
Good morning, y'all. Good morning. Good morning.
What's
Thanks for taking my call. Listening to you all the time. But this is the time I feel like I needed to make myself known.
Nice work.
So, Squid, I ride with Squid a lot because Squid is hard. Core just rocking for Atlanta, you know.
Yeah.
But Squid, before you yell at me on this phone, let me finish my conversation now.
I got you, brother. We're good. So, go ahead.
So I was somebody that the whole time, Terry been doing his thing. Offense is getting solidified. Love Kirk Cousins. He was the best quarterback that we could take in the offseason. So the whole time I'm like, okay, let's get Dallas Turner. I don't care if we do nothing but defense the whole time. So when the pick came through, I wasn't mad. I was surprised, like everybody else. I was stunned, like, wait a minute, what's going on? But when I sat back and just listened to it and just thought about it, before I just say we're gonna have a bad season, I just thought about it. I was like, and I know everybody has said the Kansas City and everybody said the Green Bay. So Squid ain't even trying to hear that. In your mind, you're gonna believe what you want to believe.
Mm-hmm.
But here's the thing, I do think that we're going to be okay because we have solidified the present, which is Kirk Cousins, and we have the weapons. We did some things on defense, and they're going to continue to work. So I'm going to trust the fact that this man has came in and he's made some great moves. Plus, we solidified the future. If that future, I don't believe we're going to be picking in the top 10 because I believe we're going to win. We're going to get 10 to 11 games. We're going to win the South still. But I think it just stunned everybody because it's like everybody thinking, oh, this is a Falcon thing. But we're going to be okay. We're going to be all right, Squid. Just – I understand you and your emotions and your feelings. Just take the little ride, you know, get it all out. But then by the end of the season, you're going to hop on the board and just take the ride, and we're going to be okay, Atlanta, I promise.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
That's all I got.
Phenomenal call. Smooth.
Okay, I'm here.
Hey,
I'm here.
I agree with you. And that's what that's where I've been transitioning with once the second and third days of you can be upset about round one, but look at the draft as a whole, and they address needs as a whole. I agree with that, and I think he had a good call, and I appreciate that.
The best word from his call is stunned. That's exactly how everybody felt. It was stunned. We were all stunned.
Yeah, but I think most people just wanted a day one starter with that first pick, which is understandable. But you look at what they did with the four draft defensive linemen in the draft. You'll never hear me upset about trenches being drafted. I mean, I don't need all these offensive linemen, but, you know.
Watch it.
Back to the lines. Let's get in. Larry, what's going on, Larry?
Larry!
Good morning, good morning.
Hey, man, how about that Zeke Elliott signing, buddy?
yeah, I'm going to talk about that in a second. First of all, Miss Tiffany, I really appreciated the fact this morning that you helped us address a culture thing in terms of somebody's name. And I think sometimes – we get in a rush to say more words, and so we rush over somebody's name and what it means. And not only this, I mean, it's happened on this show where you said the name's wrong, but the next show is just really different with the name thing, and I don't know what that is. But I appreciated you doing that. Ezekiel Elliott, like I said on Twitter, shoulder shrug. I think he's past his prime, and I think he's at best a backup or a situational down runner. As far as the draft is concerned, I was surprised like everybody else. Happy they did what they did in the second, third, and fourth, and the rest of the rounds. And I give them about a 7 out of 10, which is a C-plus maybe, for the draft. I wasn't excited about it, but, you know, I live here in Atlanta, so I at least got to, you know, be on board with what the team is trying to do.
Yeah,
and, hey, thanks for the phone call. Appreciate it. You guys know how I feel.
Thank
you guys know how I feel about the show. So
we appreciate
gotta have
it.
All that.
Appreciate it, Larry.
Oh, man, good stuff.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.